like cats. You like cats because I have a cat here. Her name is Corky. Now, did you hear that? When I say her name, she meows. So, shall I say her name again? All right. Corky. Now, isn't she clever? She knows her name. If I say Wendy, which is another name, my cat won't meow. Shall I say Wendy? Why don't you say Wendy with me, and we will see if my cat meows. We will both call Wendy together after I count three. One, two, three. Wendy. You see, my cat did not meow. So, let's call my cat's name together and see if she answers. You remember my cat's name, don't you? I will have to whisper it so the cat does not hear. My cat's name is Corky. So let's call Corky after I count three. One, two, three. Corky. Now, did you notice Corky meowed two times? That's because there were two of us who called her name. So she answered two times. You see, when you call someone by their name, they always answer. When you call Mummy, your Mummy always comes. When you call Daddy, your Daddy always comes. Now, if I call David, David always comes. David!
Hello, Bernard. Why did you call me?
I called you to show the children that when you call someone, they always come.
That's right. You called me, and here I am.
David! David!
Oh, that's my Mummy calling, so I must go and see her.
So, now you know, when you call someone's name, they always come to see you. So, that means we can do something very, very nice. And you know what that is? We are going to call your Mummy and Daddy at the same time. So, shall we call your Mummy and Daddy at the same time together? After I count three, we will call your Mummy and Daddy. One, two. Oh, no, no. Wait a moment. We mustn't call them. Not yet. You see, you must not call anyone unless you want them to do something for you or you want to give them something. So let's think. What can we give your Mummy and Daddy if you call them? Daddies like sweeties and Mummies like flowers. So after you have called your Mummy and Daddy, you could give them some sweeties and some flowers. But you don't have any sweeties or flowers, do you? So we must give them something else. Let's think what we can give them. While we think, I shall put on some thinking music. Now, have you thought of something to give your Mummy and Daddy? Because if you have not, we must not call them. You haven't? Ah, well, I've got a good idea of what you can give them. But first, we must call them together. After I have counted to three, we will both shout, Mummy and Daddy. All right. 1, 2, 3.
Mummy and Daddy.
Whoopee! They're coming. But what are you going to give them?
I will tell you. You are going to give them each a great big kiss.